This is Radio MD COVID-19 Weekly, your source for COVID-19 news from the front lines of healthcare. I'm your host, Caitlin White. Thanks for joining us on this last day of September 2020. Later in this episode, hear about going back to the dentist during this pandemic. But first, our news updates. Dr. Anthony Fauci says we are still in the first wave of the coronavirus pandemic. He says rather than saying a second wave, we should be saying, are we prepared for the challenge of the fall and the winter? Fauci said the coronavirus vaccine will not be 100% effective and won't be taken by the entire population, meaning the virus could still spread. He said that vaccinating anywhere between 75 and 80% of the population would be a really good accomplishment and expects 700 million doses to be produced by the end of this year or early 2021. This next one's for my fellow Four Eyes listeners. People who wear glasses every day might be less susceptible to COVID-19 infections, according to a Chinese study. They say eyeglasses might foil COVID-19 infection because they prevent or discourage wearers from touching their eyes, thus avoiding transferring the virus from the hands to the eyes. Eye protection also could potentially reduce the risk of virus-laden airborne droplets contacting the eyes. Now we just need to figure out a way to keep our glasses from fogging up while wearing these masks. Doctors are saying getting your flu vaccine is more important than ever this year. As COVID-19 continues to threaten our health, anything we can do to lessen the chance of adding another infection into the mix is critical. Though it's not perfect, the flu vaccine prevents millions of infections and doctors' visits each year. Although Australia and other countries in the Southern Hemisphere had an exceptionally mild flu season during their winters this year, we can't assume that it will be the same here. The World Health Organization recommends avoiding the dentist for non-essential dental work in communities that are experiencing high transmission numbers. But author and dentist Dr. Nami Patel strongly disagrees. She joins us today to tell us why. So Dr. Patel, I've actually had this discussion with my mom recently. I had some dental work done during the pandemic, so I felt pretty safe. But she's been canceling all of her dental appointments because she's afraid to go. So talk about why you are saying trips to the dentist are safe at this time.
Caitlin, the main reason I am recommending patients like your mom to go to the dentist right now is for eons, dentists have been really careful about making sure they are taking disease, and also they use universal precautions to make sure that there's no contamination. All the oral mouth has over 200 species of bacteria in the mouth and viruses and parasites. So we're really well versed on how to be able to take care of these guys. And so we put into protocols into our practices in order to make dentistry very safe. Dentistry does create aerosols, but we have machines that suck the aerosol up. We use protective equipment like masks, face shields. We also have UV lighting in the office. We also make sure that, especially with the coronavirus, make sure that every person that comes into the office is sprayed down. Is also, we even take a UV light and clean off their cell phone before they come into the practice. So we really take the precautions in order to make sure that dentistry is very safe. I can understand your mom. I mean, how old is your mom, Caitlin?
She's 60.
So I absolutely understand, you know, she's in the high risk group, obviously. I say for any of my patients who are above 50, I usually have like the senior, like we do grocery stores. So they're the first people in the office, just so that they have the peace of mind. And especially where staff is concerned and ourselves are concerned, we test ourselves. We test ourselves regularly to know that we do not have the virus. We are double checking ourselves. In fact, I have rapid testing in the office that will tell me, you know, about with the antibodies of IgG and IgM. And then we have a weekly testing. We go with the city of San Francisco, which is a PCR test. So, you know, I have been seeing patients during the pandemic since April, and I have been testing myself every single week and double checking myself. And till this day, I have not been positive for COVID.
Great. That's awesome. And you say trips to the dentist actually boost the immune system. Tell us a bit more how that works.
Absolutely. So especially like for your mom above 60, I usually say above 40, to be honest, because our immune systems do kind of, you know, go down with that. And certain things like hypertension, diabetes, all that stuff kind of is high risk after 40s. So I recommend that coming into the dentist actually makes a difference because we're getting rid of the plaque, or tartar the plaque is basically colonies of bacteria that have been sitting in your mouth. And you're always going to get them because your mouth has saliva in there and we also eat. So we're always going to get the overgrowth of bacteria in the mouth. And once we remove that, it actually boosts your immune system to be able to focus better on fighting diseases like COVID. If you have gum disease and you get exposed to COVID, your immune system is going to, it's not going to be as strong in fighting COVID, mainly because its reserves are already utilized fighting the gum disease. It's already utilized fighting, you know, the species of bacteria that are causing the bleeding in the gums and the pain in the gums and the inflammation in the gums. So, like, for example, interleukin 6, all your interleukins are little hormones that, or little signals that tell your body to, you know, start the inflammatory process. All of them are already being used up. So your body kind of doesn't have as much reserve to be able to fight everything else that it needs to fight. And especially right now, it's like the perfect storm because people are working from home. They're not able to shut off. They're actually working more than they did when they were in the office. They're working 14 hours a day. They're socially isolated. I mean, that's super stressful. It is so stressful. We are designed to be creatures that hang out in a community or in a clan, you know, from the day, you know, we can go back to Homo sapiens. And we're designed to be in groups. When we're not, when we're isolated, it creates a stress of aloneness and the sense of depression almost, which again is lowering your immune response. And not only that, it's just the idea of like this pandemic, you know, not knowing when it's going to end, not knowing who's going to be exposed or what our risks are. There's so many unknowns with this that it really puts us stress on our bodies, which again lower our immune system.
Great. Any other tips for, you know, just people who really are apprehensive? Would you recommend, you know, just calling your doctor or what other kind of precautions can people take at this time?
The best thing I recommend is call your doctor and say, hey, what are you doing? What is your safety protocol? Like, for example, my safety protocol is on my website. You're welcome to check it out. So you can use that as a gauge for what the other doctors are doing. And, you know, just ask them what are the protocols, because everyone is taking protocols in dentistry. Every person, we've been educated through our organizations. Like, for example, for me, it's California Dental Association. When COVID first, you know, when we did the shutdown back in March, we went through, I would say 50 webinars on what we need to do. We have done studies on aerosols. How can we minimize it? Because we're not even letting it get in the air. That's the thing, is we're minimizing the aerosol before it even gets out. So making sure have your mouth rinse with peroxide, which kills the coronavirus. And so we're not even you know, letting it out in the air to even have that exposure. Plus all the precautions with, you know, hospital grade sterilization and also, you know, protective equipment. And we have enough as a dentist. You know, I've heard of my patients who are medical doctors who've been using the same N95 mask since March. You know, like I've been able to secure myself some N95 masks, so I get to change one every day. Plus we have the face shield. And so we have the equipment in order to keep ourselves safe and also make sure you are safe so that there is zero transmission of anything between a patient and a doctor. And also our staff, we're monitoring our staff, making sure we're doing COVID testing on them regularly to ensure it's no longer feelings. It's not just saying we're doing this. We actually have results. Like, I can actually give you my results from, you know, April onwards. Every single week that says, hey, listen, you know, this is a government agency or SF testing that actually has done the PCR testing and has found no forms of COVID. And I'm seeing patients every single day.
Great. Well, Dr. Patel, thank you so much for sharing this information, and hopefully we'll get some more people to their dental appointments soon.
Yeah. And I actually have one more comment, Caitlin, if that's
absolutely
all right. So, you know, the World Health Organization released this comment saying, you know, dentists are at high risk, which is true. We are at high risk, but we use precautions in order to keep ourselves safe and our patients safe. And, you know, if they're going to make a bold statement like that, they are saying that the masks do not work, which is not true, because COVID is transferred in droplets. So if we're wearing a mask, how is it going to actually, and a face shield, how is it going to get transferred? Because that is in direct conflict with what they're recommending as guidelines. They're recommending that the general public use masks and use a face shield when they're going out. And we've been doing this since, you know, March onwards. So if they're saying that, if they're recommending that to the public and then telling dentists you're at high risk, that means you're saying that what you're recommending to the public isn't working, which I would challenge you on because it doesn't make any sense. I can understand for third world countries who are not educated and are not taking the precautions like we are in the United States. We are hyper-vigilant about COVID. We're hyper-sensitive about COVID. We want to make sure our patients feel safe and comfortable. And for ourselves, we want to go to work and stay alive. Because if we're not alive, we can't serve any more patients. So, from that perspective, I would really have to ask who, you know, where's your data? Because I can show you my data that shows that I've been following the precautions and I know it works. How are you seeing, where are the documented cases of a transmission between a dentist and a patient? Where can you please show me that? Because from the dentists I know of, we have great communities on Facebook. We have great communities within our own micro communities. We have global communities. Until this day, we are still looking for a case where it's been transferred between a dentist and a patient.
This has been RadioMD COVID-19 Weekly. Contact us with questions or give us some feedback at COVID-19@radiomd.com. I'm Caitlin White. Stay safe and still 6 feet apart.